1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election will be held in less than a week. Former President Trump holding policy meetings with advisors, including J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, and President Biden preparing at Camp David with his advisors. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
This is going to look and feel a whole lot different. There will be no live studio audience, no staff interactions once they get on that debate stage. You remember those past debates that turned into shouting matches between President Biden and former President Donald Trump? Well, this time around, the candidates' microphones will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak.
The hot weather is still the big story from the plains through the Northeast. The heat causing major travel disruptions in the Northeast Corridor on Thursday. More records could be broken today. Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. Two people have died so far. And cleanup along the Texas Gulf Coast continues from Tropical Storm Alberto. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is just 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. Social justice groups want social workers and not the police to respond to some emergency calls. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department, for one, has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Republican candidates for the 8th Congressional District participated in a forum in Greenleaf last night. Wisconsin State Senator Andre Jacques highlighted his experience in government.
Again, I've taken lumps for standing up. I've been in the minority of Republicans that get steamrolled with Democrat votes in Republican chambers. I'm the one that's stood up against any number of Governor Tony Evers' appointees.
Former convenience store owner Tony Weed also attended the forum. Former State Senator Roger Roth was not there. The Green Bay Packers are starting to roll out ideas for how the campus will be set up during the NFL Draft 2025 in April. They shared information during a meeting of the Lombardi Neighborhood Association this week. The draft will have entrance gates on the west side of the campus, well away from the stage, which will be on or near Oneida Street. Packers officials warn that the plans can change. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with 6 different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up 4 runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but 5 runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the 8th.
I guess walking out of the bullpen kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get 3 outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll have a high near 73. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 64. Rain for your Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 79. On Monday, sunny, 83.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Natalie Yar from the Capital Times joins me to discuss film incentives in Wisconsin. And as always, Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares some great new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air. Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Very, very special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Man, that was good information he covered there.
He covered a lot, from teeth to youth
heat
to
the hard workout, the whole thing, to people
loved it. Old like you that are out of shape. I think he really checked all the boxes. I thought that was great.
And next week we've got his
what
guy.
What is your age difference? Hang on.
Me and him?
You had a guess.
Several days.
What would you say, man?
I would have said about a year or two.
Can I be honest? I was thinking about this yesterday.
Four, five, six.
Because I read one of those things where it's like, you know, if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you think you were?
Ooh, nice.
Well, it said that for everybody. You know, these people are so hard on themselves. It's like, what would you be?
People ask me that all the time. I ask old people that all the time. I actually talked to my mom about that. Me, you asked me 32.
There you go.
For a lot of reasons. One is I feel that way, but secondly, that was a great time of my life. You know, I was just starting our business, and I love that entrepreneurial risk. Mm. Like, we didn't have a lot of money back then. Actually, we had none, but still, I thought that was a great time. So if somebody asked me how I feel, you know, you got the same eyes, I would look at life as a 32-year-old.
I'd be 36.
And?
I feel like if I didn't know how old I was, I'd be 36. Because I always figured that would be the age, if I was a professional athlete, where I'd retire. So I feel like I'm right at the edge of being an elite athlete.
Okay.
That's what, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'd be retiring now.
There you go.
Makes sense to me. If I didn't know how old I was, I'd say 32. Because I would still, you know, we talk about new businesses, and I still feel that way in my heart and in my head, obviously. 36 because you feel like you're ending a successful career?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, now I'm, you know, yep.
Huh? And then you're just gonna go sign autographs, give talks.
Yeah, because Lynn Dickey retired when he was 36, so I always thought it'd be kind of like the Lynn Dickey of my thing. So, Amanda, how old would you think we were if you didn't know how old we were?
Oh boy,
that's a loaded question.
Yeah, careful.
Go ahead,
she
go
works.
Ahead. Go ahead.
We can influence.
Go ahead.
We can influence her
go
career.
Ahead. Go
John.
Ahead, Amanda.
John, I think
Amanda.
I don't even know your actual ages.
Right. So don't
okay, quick
move on.
Pull, people, quick pull. If you didn't know how old Jim and I were. How old would you think we were?
Okay.
I'd say
later 50s.
I don't know, looking, acting, combination of the two.
I mean,
yeah.
How do you carry yourself? Is that part of the equation?
Let's just say, if you didn't know, take a guess.
Sure.
I will tell you, my students think I'm younger than I am.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That's
but
great.
I never told them.
They told me that they thought I was younger than you.
I never tell them.
My dad used to always say, keep moving. Nobody will notice.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Dennis
what?
From the glam band in the house.
I know.
Although I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to say Dennis Peters in the house because you have so many different entities besides the glam band, which of course is rock star status.
Which is different than personalities anyway.
But that other band that you're in that I watched on YouTube was sensational, and I loved that wheelhouse of music.
Thank you.
And now you got another thing taking place this weekend that I didn't know anything about. So
yeah.
Dennis, multi-dimensional musician, Tell us about what you've got going on this weekend.
That's funny. If you ask any musician, they'll say I'm just a singer. That's a musician
joke.
Do you
play guitar?
Very on stage? Look at for those who are streaming, who can watch, look at these hands. See these hands? Small, smell like cabbage, like a carny. I broke this in four places. You see that lump right there?
Oh, I still see that.
Yeah, yeah. So I
broke this. When you fell off the bleachers or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so for me, holding my hand straight up is very difficult. It's more natural for me to have a hand position like this.
Wow.
So it's over like about 20, 30 degrees. So it's not, it's more comfortable for that because I broke it. So to answer your question, not really.
Wow.
I can play a few chords. I can do a few runs.
What were you, like 13 or something?
12, yeah.
12, and it's bothered you your whole life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't bother you in the Army?
Okay.
Oh, he did?
Oh, let's just say situational awareness will keep you alive on the battlefield. A drill sergeant always said that, but I came into there with that. I had to. I always had to keep my head on a swivel.
Wow.
I had to make sure how I slept. I had to make sure how everything went, how I carried the backpack, full battle rattle, everything. Everything. I always had to be watching, make sure I didn't get hurt.
Really?
24/7. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I got text here. Terry from Cherry. Church picnic season is here. Coming out Sunday. It's supposed to be nice to see Big Mouth from 1 to 5 at Holy Cross Church on Base Settlement Road.
That is a great picnic.
You're not going to like Terry's second text.
Okay, let me see it.
You want to see it? Yeah. Okay, give me a second.
Let me see it.
Okay. We don't read it if it's...
We'll see.
As they say, bring the noise.
Yeah, bring... Oh, my Lord.
Told you.
Terry...
Great for radio.
Mino 75, Mayor 70.
What? Come on.
We're not reading his.
No. How many push-ups do you think either one of us
can
do?
That's different. Okay, that's
different. That's
sure.
Okay, gotcha.
Sure.
That's more better.
Jeez, oh, not even. 75. I'll never get to 75.
We're not going to plug his. We're not going to plug his church picnic. No, that is a fun church picnic out there.
And Big Mouth, it's always a party.
Oh, yeah.
Other people have said about 55 otherwise.
Okay.
So
for me or for him?
For me.
Both.
Well, okay.
I'm a little younger than that.
I will say this. I think I look a little more weathered than you.
Yeah, it's because you've got a lot more alcohol and drugs through your body.
Oh my God.
What?
A and D.
Beyond belief. That is libelous. That is slander. That is libel.
John, Jim?
John, you got to admit.
No.
You burned a candle a little bit more than I did.
Operators are standing by to take your call.
On both
right
sides.
Is this an intervention going on here?
I think it is.
Welcome to the last episode of Mino and the Mayor.
That's libel.
And drugs, no, none, zero, never.
I heard the drugs are bad.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like that stuff you take all the time.
Gummies. Which I buy right here in the market 50 feet away from us.
And those are, okay.
They're totally legal.
All right. I don't put a lot of chemicals in my body anymore. So I think that helped.
All right.
Speaking of that, stay away from the Delta.
But you're the one who said you looked a little more weathered. So I just do. You do. I agree, dude. But
I got
this one
because Jim is so crotchety, he shows his age more.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Yeah.
How do you measure that? How do you measure that in years, anyways?
Crotchiness.
Well, I don't want to be. I really don't want to be a curmudgeon, and I'm afraid I'm
a little late for that one.
Not a little late, but I sometimes catch myself like, and sometimes I'll say something, I'll be like, oh my God, my dad just said that. And he wasn't a curmudgeon, he was pretty positive, but I just don't want to be that guy.
There's a difference, though, between being opinionated and a curmudgeon.
Right, and that is true.
And I wouldn't say it's a fine line, but it's a balance line.
If you've ever worked with a curmudgeon, you know what a curmudgeon is.
There's just everything.
Where you walk in, hey, good morning, how you doing? You're not going to believe it. Oh, my God.
Good morning. What's good about it?
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be like
all
that.
All sand. Yes.
And I still have a lot of hope for a lot of things. But, I sometimes get a little critical, and I got to watch that.
Oh, my God. Does he get critical?
I got to watch it. It's the new me now, John. I told you. I'm working on it.
You know, this age game can go the other way. You guys have no idea how old I am, so how old do you think I am?
Oh,
I got two kids.
You don't ask a guy. You don't ask a guy that question.
I'm not your typical lady. Fine.
No, we're not touching it.
No, we're not.
There's no way this could turn out good.
Yes,
out of fear.
Right. No way. Right. It's not humanly possible.
No matter what, this will not end well. So
I was going to say, if it's Ron, it's okay. My birthday's next week. You're going to be wrong.
No, we're not going to touch it.
We're moving on.
Dennis, that was all yours, buddy.
I got nothing.
No,
I got
Shakespeare in the Park. That's coming up. I know that's this weekend. Jeff Merkus was promoting that, Shakespeare in the Park over at Whitney, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Well, cool.
He sent me a text on that.
I want to know more about your acoustic thing, though, this coming weekend.
All right, let's talk about that.
Okay, Sunday with my friend Craig Hawkinson, he and I were in Sonic Circus together a long time ago, and he and I keep in touch. We do shows every once in a while, and we just started picking up some acoustic stuff on occasion to just to pass the time and have some fun, tell lies, play some different music, and on a very laid-back scale.
So, like, what kind of music? Like,
well, this and that.
Okay.
He's more of the country guy and other things and folk, and I do more of the rock stuff.
But acoustic, you don't sing?
I sing, yep.
But just
not very well.
Guitars, like, I mean, no band.
Just the guitar. I do some auxiliary percussion type stuff, and he plays the guitar like a fiend. And like,
wow.
Yeah, and so it's just a two piece. It's really scaled back.
What do you call yourselves?
Just it's just Dennis and Craig, or Craig and Dennis, depending on how you want to look
like,
at
what,
it.
Like, give us one guy that a bunch song of guys you would France. Do like,
right?
You know,
oh,
like Neil Diamond.
It's all over the place. Sure, sure.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, we can do stuff like that. Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, it's everywhere.
That's cool.
And where is this going to be?
It's in Dundas.
Oh, it's Dundas.
Yep. At Rocky and Tara's Nut House.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Is that where his wedding was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all where right. we had the reception. And
that was
all
fun.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good time.
You know what they need?
Got a little lost.
The county or her, they need to put a sign because the last road you take to go into Dundas.
Is this
there's,
big?
There's no, I don't think there is one. Remember?
If there is,
it's because we're doing GCS.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's like there's no sign to
it's
say.
It's a little green sign above
oh, is there?
This size.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got to look for it.
We got lost.
Because that's a great facility. Love it.
Oh, it is fantastic. Yeah. If you book an event there, yeah, I've been there. They're fantastic.
I've been there twice.
Okay.
For your wedding, and then I was halfway home, and John forgot his keys, so I had to go back.
Oh, you have to really go there.
Is that when you got the ticket?
No, it wasn't my keys.
That's how
what was it? Your phone?
Credit card.
You left your
same
credit
difference.
Card?
Yeah.
That's why I went back. It would have been it would have been his phone. I would have been like, have somebody bring it back. But
because
you don't want to leave a credit card open at a bar.
Because you know who knew that I probably left it there? Was one of
everybody.
your Friday morning partner who can't be here today.
Was that right?
Because there's been times where all of a sudden I see a pizza order that I did not order when I leave the credit card open
totally,
when we have our events.
Well, I'll be dipping.
I did the U-turn because an open credit card at a bar is not a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
So anyway, so we saved John hundreds of dollars by turning around and coming back to your wedding.
So much for open bar, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
I know.
I got to talk to the guy who got married that day.
I know, right? Man.
That's a fun wedding.
So it was a very fun wedding.
Thank you.
But I'm excited about that. I just think it's awesome that you love what you do so much that it's like you'd go with these other. I think that's awesome. I mean, I'd love to see your acoustic stuff.
Thank you.
And I'd love to see that other band.
It's fun. It's really, really laid back, though. It's really stripped down.
Right.
So you have to just give into that. And it's just
sounds
it's
great.
It's a different atmosphere altogether.
Wow.
But yeah,
and
it's
that's
a lot
Sunday
of fun.
At what time?
I think it's 2 to 6.
Okay.
A lot about you that you can go from the glam band where you are high energy for 3.5 hours nonstop, jumping around stage to playing an acoustic guitar and just doing some chill laid back from 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
He's the chill laid back guy. I'm the guy that's bringing the energy, it seems like. But because it is just two guys, sometimes it's more animated, actually. So, it's counterintuitive, but yeah.
I want to go see that. I can't go this Sunday, but, you guys must play often.
I think it'd be awesome.
Do you play?
We have, I think, one more on the books for August or something like that.
Just let us know. I want to come to that. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, what else is going on?
Yeah, what else is going on?
You are.
I know. How much time we got, Amanda, for the break? 30 seconds. We're going to find out
what's going on.
In about a minute and 30 seconds.
Here's the sun comes up before the rain hits, right?
I got to ask you one quick question, though.
Yes.
You have 10 seconds. Who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to?
Yeah.
I listen to Tony Bennett a lot.
Oh, wow. Love that.
The answer was Mino and the Mayor.
All right.
We're going to talk about musically speaking.
I know, but it's... Okay, be honest with me, though.
Yeah.
Totally honest.
Yeah.
Am I tone deaf?
No, John, you got passion, brother. You bring it.
You should have said you got passion. Don't say yes.
Just let him speak.
Do you have kids?
Jim.
Let me tell you how to answer
let
to
him
a kid.
Speak. Yes, and a quick break. Dennis Peters Glam Band, right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor.
Okay. A big, for but you, the whatever. You give them in a thing and have a perform.
Yeah.
Destiny. I like your music, Amanda.
I try.
Yeah, it's good music.
What is she implying by the song, though? Bad company?
I know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with the poll? Or
it might have something to do with the squabble.
Something to do with that we're not talking about your age?
How are we doing on the poll? Who looks older? Or maybe not even that. It would be more of how old would you think we were if you didn't know how old me and the mayor were?
If we weren't live streaming.
Yeah.
It's still the same. We got that one text we won't speak of, Terry.
Nah, the 75, and, 70, no.
Come on.
And no. Then the 55s.
Okay, so okay, okay.
If bring in your guesses, text us. Mm. Comment.
Yeah. I got a text from a good friend of mine. Your talents are many, but yes, you are tone deaf.
Come on now.
Yeah. And see, in my mind,
good
I would listen to me.
Yeah, that's what tone deaf people do.
Yeah.
You're in a little bit of your world when you sing, and that's okay. We just don't. It's okay. One of my kids is tone deaf, and we're taking piano lessons, and she was, I don't know, 4 or 5, and we're playing the piano, and she's like singing off key. I'm like, and I'm looking at the teacher, and I'm like, you know, either your piano's off or my kid's off. But she's a great kid, but she just, you know.
Kidzov sounds like a Russian name.
It does. I like that. Almost as popular as Berserker. Would you like to make some Berserker from the movie Clerks?
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a musical guest coming in at 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh, a terrible movie. But funny
soundtrack
movie.
Soundtrack was great.
Soundtrack was awesome.
Yeah.
For Clerks?
Yeah. Remember Clerks?
It's not that bad a movie.
Well, it's not a great. I mean, it's.
I mean, is anyone's first movie really that good?
Yeah.
What does Rotten Tomatoes have to say about it?
Oh.
I think they did okay with it because it was so off the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't think so. What else going on,
it's
Dennis?
It's not your flavor.
What's that?
I can't believe how many movies people watch. People, that must be a big industry.
It must be. Not as big as it used to be.
I want to go see that movie, Bike Riders. Have you seen Bike Riders, the previews for that? That looks good. About the start of motorcycle gang type things.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. It was that one guy. I like him. He played Elvis in the Elvis movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good movie, by the way.
Then he was in that fantastic series, Masters of the Air, I think it was, but the pilots in World War II.
Oh, sure.
He's that guy. I think he used to hang out with Aaron Rodgers a little bit.
Austin Butler?
Is that his name?
For the new Elvis movie that came out a few
years ago. Yeah. But I think he used to come to Packer games. I think he hung out with Rodgers.
Oh, cool. That's right.
But
that's
he's
right.
Big time, huge now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that Elvis movie?
I did. I saw it at the Chilton Drive-In Theater.
Oh, no kidding.
Don't you know?
They still got a drive-in in Chilton?
They do. It's in the what used to be, is it the Walmart? Not the Walmart, but it's right on the main drag there.
It's right on the main drag, and the back of the screen faces the highway. I've been by there.
Everywhere else. It faces east as opposed to west. Yeah. Which is, so if you have a late sunset like this time of year, happy summer, everybody, by the way.
Wow, I love drive-ins, man. I love drive-ins.
I do, too.
But you know what? It'd be more fun if you could just sleep there. You know what I mean? It's like, second movie's over, just push the seat back and go to sleep versus, now you got to drive. And
it's hard to watch movies nowadays because they're all, in an outdoor theater, because they're kid-oriented, they're family-oriented
They all
movies,
totally.
You know, it's like,
Yeah.
You know, so I get it about the snooze part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, been there.
He's just going to have to go to like an exclusive campground where they do the outdoor movies. Yeah, and then you just ride your little golf cart back to the tent.
How exclusive are you talking there?
Yeah, there, man. What kind of little places do you go?
Oh, there was this place in Lodi and down near Madison.
Stuck
in Lodi again. How many, you imagine if you're from Lodi and you say where you're from Lodi? Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Every single time.
All the time.
Every time.
Yes. There's some actors that they're known for one line, and how sickening does that get?
Sure.
Even people with their
Did
names.
Did I do that? You know,
right,
like,
right.
Man, remember every time with Murphy, if somebody comes, okay, and what's your, what's Amanda? Yeah. Amanda. Right. You know what I mean? No matter who it is. That
right.
Sure, and he goes, oh, anybody ever say? It's like,
yeah.
Every day of my life.
Does anybody ever say that? It's
like, yeah. Oh, that's so original.
10 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find a nickel for every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd have two dimes.
Yeah. Or Jolene. Remember Dolly Parton, Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene. Jolene.
Great song.
Jolene. Jolene.
Coat of Many Colors.
Remember that?
Wasn't that just voted like one of the best songs?
It is.
Oh, really?
But it is, though.
I mean, it is a great song, but I think it actually just won an award for like one of like most popular or like the best song there. I'm going to have to look
it up. Cool.
Well, it's right up there with Stairway to Heaven, eh?
What would be your all-time favorite song? Like, your go-to song, you get to listen to one last song.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Mine is Roll Me Away, Bob Seger.
Nice.
In fact,
nice.
I even want that on my funeral as I roll my thing up.
Mm.
I want that playing.
I would say...
Oof, that's a tough one.
Either...
I don't have just
Elton John, because he was big when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Saturday or Bitches Back. One of those two.
Wow. Oh, wow.
No, really. I'm all serious. Right. Those were good.
Both energetic songs.
Well, we played those.
Didn't expect that.
No, me neither.
All the time. Well, I mean, I have like the, you know, Edelweiss would be my favorite of all time.
Nice touch.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
There you go.
Sounds like I don't
know. I got to tell you some funny at one during a break, though. I got to tell you something funny.
Anyway, but the artist, you know, well, we grew up pretty much the same time, but there are some great artists. I think Bob Seger, that's a good one. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got some great, great songs.
Sure. There's so many.
Born in the USA would probably be way, way high up there.
Yeah,
for me
too, actually.
Being,
being
the Patriots that we are.
That would be very high. Actually, though, the other Springsteen song.
The other Springsteen? That's what I thought he was going to say.
I can't think of it.
Who's that other Springsteen?
Yeah. Girls comb their hair in the rear view mirrors and the boys try to look so hard. One, two, three,
Born
four.
Born to Run?
No.
Born? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not Born in the USA.
Born to Run.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Yes. No, Born to Run.
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought you said Born in the USA. Could be the patriotic.
I did.
Oh, okay. But it's Born to Run is the one I love.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
phenomenal song. Yeah. But I mean, I love songs that have like a couple, even a couple good lyrics. Because that one.
Right.
Girls comb their hair in the rearview mirrors and the boys try to look so hard.
Sure.
Everybody remembers that in like high school.
Yeah.
Someplace.
I agree. I think that people's favorite music may arcing back to high school. College, you kind of were studying a little bit more. Maybe music wasn't as thing, grade school, you didn't really know.
That's fair, yeah.
But I would think that if you ask somebody what their favorite song was, my guess it's going to come out of those 4 years they were in high school. But I don't know that.
Junior high, high school?
Yeah,
that's absolutely.
When music
it made such an impact on music.
Didn't it? And you were driving around in your whatever you drove and just blaring the music.
I agree.
It was, those were good times.
Yeah. Every time a song comes on from that era, you,
totally.
You get a picture in your head of where you were or what you're doing or whatever.
I remember the first song I ever heard on the radio, I think it was Bus Stop from the Hollies.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Really? I was like, oh, man, I just loved it.
Yeah, that's good.
On AM radio. AM was the king back in the
day. Oh, my God. And that's what we're talking about. WLS in Chicago.
Sure.
With Chris Eric Stevens, this guy from my hometown, who was like this huge announcer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just phenomenal, huge announcer. They were the big-time celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a big-time disc jockey was as big as whoever's in Hollywood type thing with their fans. It was
Except
incredible.
For mine, those days are pretty much over.
Yeah.
I know.
We're hanging on.
Hi, everybody. Hey, welcome back here. 97.9 FM WGBW downtown Green Bay. What is going on out there heading to the weekend? We got Dennis from the Glam Band.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend to you all. Man.
Absolutely. Dennis, we're going to be this weekend rocking the house in Dundas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll see y'all in Dundas on Sunday afternoon.
Listen to Brad. Take your slice.
Oh, yeah. That was one of those things. Amanda found some of those things. Hey, coming up, Brad. I'd like to grab a slice. Hey.
I'd like to make it with you.
Exactly. Kind of, that was.
We got to come up with some phrases like that. We got, Dennis,
all right.
You got to help us come up
all right,
with
we'll
some.
All right, we'll come up
with
some.
You get a catchphrase, you put it on a t-shirt, people will buy
if
it.
If anybody can text us a catchphrase we should use.
We're creative.
We will give you a, do we have any of the Heights hats left? I think we do. We got some cool prize packages.
Right now,
we
broken arrows in my head.
Broken arrow.
That's in my head right now.
Oh, man. We got to send our quick break. Dennis and the Glam Band back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 17-year-old boy is dead after being shot at a Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration last night. A 15-year-old boy was wounded. It happened as an event at a park was wrapping up early because of fights. A 17-year-old is accused of firing several shots into the crowd. He's under arrest. Scientists say changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says the risk is rising at a younger age, and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
120,000 people in Wisconsin age 65 and older were living with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. High schoolers with an interest in firefighting can get hands-on training thanks to a $15,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services to Fox Valley Technical College. Completing the class opens the students up to volunteer firefighting opportunities or could give a jump start to a firefighting career. The DSPS also gave a grant to the Kewaunee County Junior Firefighter Program. June's a time to honor the diversity and resilience of the LGBTQ plus community, while also spotlighting the health challenges they face. Saba Khan, a family medicine resident physician at Aspirus in Wausau.
People within this community are more likely to experience some anxiety, depression, as well as maybe even eating disorders, just to kind of cope with their stress.
She advises to find a primary care provider you trust and feel comfortable with. By the way, the Fox Valley Pride Celebration is scheduled for tomorrow at Riverside Park in Neenah. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a feel-good story. A family of fourth-degree black belts stopped a sexual assault outside Houston, Texas. The attack took place Tuesday as the family was closing up their dojo for the day and heard screams. They rushed next door and found a man assaulting a woman. The attack was over immediately. The attacker was only a yellow belt. The family subdued the man until police arrived. Nice story. Revenge is a dish best served from the stage if you're Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, the man responsible for selling Swift's master recordings to a private equity group, got a special send-up from Swift during a recent concert. Entertainment Weekly reports that the 14-time Grammy winner performed a medley of I Forgot You Existed and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, two songs written to diss Braun during a recent concert. The entire audience was in on the joke and, along with Swift, literally had the last laugh. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll have a high near 73. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 64. Rain for your Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 79. On Monday, sunny, 83.
Currently, 66 degrees.
June is Dairy Month. J&D Construction Company in Stockbridge wants to say thank you to all Wisconsin dairy farmers. In fact, they'd like to invite you to the Calumet County Sunday on the Farm on June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Calumet County Fairgrounds in Chilton. J&D Construction is your go-to for all sand, gravel, farm, and commercial needs. Now offering concrete sand. Call J&D Construction today, 920-439-1555. That's 920-439-1555.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World stops by with a lighter look at the week in review. Do not miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Boss.
It's good stuff.
Such passion.
The Boss in person, fairly up close, is one of the greatest musical events you could ever see in your life. I mean, you want to talk about somebody that brings it 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you do from the moment he never phones in a song, never takes one night off. I mean, that he is something special.
You know,
people, and I think it's worn him down now.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But he still plays 3.5 hour shows.
I know.
That's insane.
But he had to take some time off for some medical issues or whatever, or physical issues. Or
jeepers. I mean, people rail on Bon Jovi, but Bon Jovi got the work ethic. You know, from that, they're from the same area.
New Jersey.
And whatnot. And those guys like to play 3.5 hour shows. What do you think his voice is toast singing that stuff?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's not easy to be
cheesy. People can tell, and people can tell when they're
phoning it in. Well, you say that from the Carlton. Oh, I do. People
you can
that
tell
like,
that they come out there, and then people be like, "Okay." And you know, back then I was 25 years ago. It's still that was that really wasn't worth $50, or you know, now these concerts are $200 and more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know who else did that one time was Ray Charles. You know, God bless him. But I guess he was mad at the PMI guys for something, Loden, or didn't have the right M&Ms. You know, you guys are divas.
Listen to that.
And he. Just
okay.
Hey, not all riders are that bad.
No, but can I? Okay, of all the things you'd come up with, Ray Charles didn't like the M&Ms.
I was trying to say.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I want to say that we talked about divas and we talked about M&Ms, picking out the blue ones
that's
or something.
That's called a joke at two times two.
Okay.
Okay. First off, before you get too far into that.
I didn't even know I said that.
Yeah, you did.
John, I didn't even know. Okay.
All right. Okay, before you get too far.
Okay, whatever.
Hang on.
All right.
Before you get too far into it,
I'm done. Reason Dennis.
The reason they put that on the rider was to make sure that it was completed and read.
That's right.
They do ridiculous things like that a lot.
Yeah.
Also, before we talk to Hannah, who is on the phone right now, Andy has a question for Dennis. Is there one particular song that the glam band plays that he looks forward to every show?
I always say the next one. You know, the one you're into and the one you're going to do next.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you got to be in
the
moment.
And you really mean that, huh?
Yeah, I think do.
Without a doubt. You got to be in the moment. Yeah. I'm a sucker for ballads. I love emotion. I love passion and, you know, passionate songs, things of that nature, but in the moment, man.
So you don't have a major song and it's like, okay, I'm over the summit that I'm going, the rest of the show is downhill. You just keep building and building for the next song. I sense that. I mean, I've seen your show.
I view it as a marathon, not a sprint, but I feel like I'm running as fast as I can during the marathon. That's what I feel like, you know,
good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thanks for the question. I appreciate that.
Introduce a very special guest.
Hannah, are you with us?
I am here.
I thought you were Hannah. I'm sorry. That's a
Dennis joke.
He's trying.
Yeah, Dad, Dennis, all the same time.
Joe's from Smart Mouth on the phone, I should say. In the house, but she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
You sound great, Hannah.
I wish I was in the house. You guys sound like you're having a great time.
We always are. That's the joy of the fun and fun of the show here.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So I heard that you were playing next week, so I wanted to get you all in. At least on the radio to talk a little bit about that. But let's find out a little bit more about the band Smart Mouth. I know we've played a couple shows together over the years, and it's so much fun because the stuff that you do is totally different, high energy. You know, I would say what it's pretty much anything from 2000 to today type music. So if you could just give us a little description of who the band is and what they would envision, you know, if they were to come
and see how you came up with the name.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I'll start with who we are. So we are the iconic 2000s to current jams. So like if you were in your car listening to the radio, I always say this in the 2000s, like when I was going to high school with my parents, that's how we connect with the music. So anybody who is from my age to my parents' age, like you've heard it, you love it. It'll bring back memories. But we do like a lot of Kelly Clarkson, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas, Britney Spears. Pink, everybody loves Pink.
And you guys really nail that stuff too. You really do. I mean, when you said Kelly Clarkson, it's like, as I hear your talking voice, it sounds very similar to Kelly Clarkson's talking voice, speaking voice. Did you know that?
I did not actually, but
I kid you not.
Ashley is our star. Ashley's our lead singer, and she absolutely crushes the Kelly Clarkson.
I'm just saying.
I'm just there to fill in all the parts that she can't do, and I love my role.
Stop being so modest, girl. You bring the noise. It's really, there's not a band around that has two female voices, by the way, that I'm aware of. And the way you two play off each other and with each other is just really amazing. And so you have
we love doing it. We actually drive to a lot of the gigs together to figure out, like, are you going to take this part? What are you going to do? That type of stuff.
Because really?
We want it to be fully coordinated. And, yeah. And I come in with, like, all of the background stuff that I think needs to get covered and see where Ashley's going to go and
wow.
kind of figure it out. It's super fun, though.
So you're really in the moment trying to figure that stuff out? That's crazy.
Honestly,
that's musicianship.
Sometimes
wow.
we run a few, but I've got a lot of prep work coming into it.
So oh, you'd have to
know, have an idea.
Have mercy. So you're playing tonight in a town south of the border. You playing at the Sundance
yeah,
Saloon?
It's tomorrow.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
tomorrow.
We are going down to Illinois.
Where are wow. you guys based out of, Hannah?
We're a little bit all over. We say our hometown is Waterford, Wisconsin.
Okay.
But, me and Ashley and Jake, our guitar player, are all like greater Milwaukee. And one of our drummers also is in Milwaukee. He lives right down the road from me. And then we have someone in Waukesha. So we're greater Milwaukee.
You could be coming to Green Bay area at all?
Yeah, we're coming up that way quite a few times. Actually, next week, Wednesday, we're playing the Future Nina concert series.
Oh, cool.
Super fun. I love doing midweek shows, like to get people out to kind of have a little fun on a weekday and give people the opportunity to, you know, party. It's summer. We all want to have some cocktails, right?
Nice. Hey, is there anything on YouTube or anything that we could look up real quick and play?
She did give us a couple songs.
Oh, can we do that, Hannah?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit.
Yeah, that's totally cool.
What if we got Amanda? Do you know what song?
Well, we were talking Kelly Clarkson, so let's do Since You've Been Gone.
Yay!
All right. Hannah Jost.
I love that one.
Smart Mouth.
Excuse me, it's a day.
Man, I've heard a swing dancer, but that was something different.
Smart Mouth Live.
We got to hear you guys sing, all right?
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. Well, since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. It's all moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want. Since you've been gone, how can I put it, you put me on.
That is awesome.
How many people on stage?
All of them.
Yeah, I know.
That recording was six. Right now we're at a five-piece, so two female front leads.
Yeah.
That sounded fantastic.
Yeah, you bring a lot of music. That was great.
The pull of stuff off live, the energy that you have, and you guys, I don't know if you could see that, but you're all skipping and running and jumping and while you're doing Kelly Clarkson and whatnot. I mean, that's skill. I don't know how y'all do it.
Oh, yeah. I like to say my role in the group is the hype man. So I'm keeping the energy up on stage, making sure everybody's in the moment, as you guys were talking about right before I came on.
Is that your voice, though, Hannah, the main Kelly Clarkson sounding voice?
No, that's Ashley. So I do all the harmonies on that one.
Okay.
But I do sing lead on quite a few songs. I sing lead on Mr. Brightside,
nice.
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, and then I do all of our rapping except for one song.
You got you do rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear some of that.
Wow. The only time I rap is ever.
Can you break a little off just a cappella right here, right now?
I don't know. I like to say that I don't really consider myself a musician. I just happen to be in a band.
Sure. That's fair because I say the same thing. You know, they say that singers aren't musicians. That's an old Oasis joke for those keeping score at home.
Okay.
So, Hannah, who do you... You play a lot from the 2000s. Anybody you follow or that's been kind of an inspiration?
For me,
yeah.
This is going to sound super weird. I love Fall Out Boy, And I just love Pete Wentz because I really am. I went to see Fall Out Boy when they played at the Pfizer this year, and he said, make the world a weirder place. And that's kind of my energy in my day-to-day life and on stage.
I think that's awesome.
Right.
How cool that must that be? I mean, like, if I were a singer and I was doing people from, like, my era, you know, I'd be, like, doing Bob Seger and whatever. Okay. And here you are doing all the people you listened to in high school, and you've got the opportunity to do exactly, and obviously a smaller scale, whatever, but you're basically up there jamming to what you were probably riding along and singing to in your mom's car back a few years ago. True?
100%. And I introduced one of our songs, and it's like, I used to sing this in that guy, the bass player's basement, growing up when I was about 11 years old.
And now you're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah, we really, like, the concept of the band, like, was that we want to give millennials an outlet of live music that's their music.
Good luck. You know,
we got to keep the band,
yeah,
the cover band scene going.
And you have to use technology in a lot of ways to do that, too. I don't get into too much detail on that, but it's not easy to recreate in a lot of ways that type of energy and that type of music. Simply because technology's taken over in a lot of different ways and whatnot, but the way you all pull that off is really amazing, and it's really tight. And there's a lot of prep involved with that behind the scenes that you don't see people when they play live. It's just a different animal altogether.
Yeah. Well, for sure, you really gotta, like, shout out our guitar player Jake. He manages all of our tracks and all that stuff, and he spends so much time in Ableton putting all that together.
All right. Can you explain that to the layperson? You're going to be talking to people here that don't understand what you just said. We're talking tracks and Ableton and whatnot. It's the technology. Can you kind of briefly touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, you see, we're a 5-piece band. That's a lot of people up there, but we don't have a keyboard player, so it's kind of that role, we would say.
Wow.
Or the other 6 guitars that are in Fall Out Boy.
There's a lot of music, a lot of different sounds and different
mixing
and different things into those songs that you can't duplicate those things live. You just can't with a newer style of music.
Okay, we're gonna have to send it to a break at 2 minutes, Hannah. But do you have another one, Amanda? We have another song. We're gonna queue up and play this one into the break. Hannah Jost from Smart Mouth. What do you have there, Amanda? You good to go?
We got So What, which is a Pink song.
Okay.
For those of you who don't
know. So What? All right, here we go. Hannah Jost, Smart Mouth.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, wrapping up on a Friday. Hannah Jost from Smart Mouth. You guys got it rocking. You sound fantastic.
Did she explain the name?
Not yet.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh, all right. So Smart Mouth. So we really didn't have a name. So we were all, the six of us were sitting in a basement all together, my dad's basement. And, you know, I was a kid. I grew up there. And we had all kind of wrote down some names. We had some like YOLO or FOMO. We were really having a hard time. And we had some good ideas. And we were like, I don't know. None of us were in love with it. And then all of a sudden, our male singer of the band, and he's kind of what we formed the band around at first, he's like, wouldn't it be funny if we like named it something like in the room, like Lamp? And then he turned around to my game shelf in the basement. He's like, or Smart Mouth? And we all just looked at each other.
That's cool.
And there's a board game called Smart Mouth. So that's how we became Smart Mouth.
Isn't that crazy how some bands are named?
And a lot of things in life are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, businesses, sure. Names, just a song comes up with. That's a cool story. I like that.
I love that story.
Watch out for the trademarks. Just saying. you might get a letter. You might get a cease and desist. It's happened to local bands.
I get a lot of emails or text messages from friends. There's Smart Mouth mouthwash.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Love it. So when are you guys going to be up in Green Bay? Do you have their schedule?
I do.
You're
playing next Wednesday, the 26th at Shattuck Park in Neenah. It's a beautiful park.
Right.
6 to 8 o'clock. It's the Future Neenah Evening Concert Series. That's going to be hosted by Future Neenah and Caribbean Taste, etc.
That's a good organization, that Future Neenah. That's like Nina's
got it going on.
They do. We love when the... these organizations, you know, you got the infrastructure, but they really put the programming in. And at Future Neenah, they know what they're doing down there.
It's a lot of work and great people.
I know.
There.
Yeah.
The host of music series during, you know, all summer long is not an easy task.
No.
Oh.
You know, and it's great that they're doing
dealing
this.
Dealing with musicians? Wow.
Right. You got these divas. So, yeah.
Dealing with musicians is a lot easier.
Especially when they make it to the big time.
Right.
Exactly. The American speak to this. Dealing with musicians is easier than dealing with City Hall.
Oh, that is true.
You know.
But you guys, these award-winning guys, don't you think, John, they change a little bit when they get these accolades?
Dennis has.
Yeah.
Just, you know
that's what I'm saying.
It's changed Smart Mouth
a
lot. Has, too.
Shows up a little bit late.
Smart Mouth, too. I mean, you guys were...
By the way... just so you know, he's wearing one of your t-shirts.
He is.
Dennis, you got him?
He's wearing it.
Are you watching online? Can you see it online?
I'll have to tune in right after.
All right. Okay. All right. No, he's...
That's enough flexing.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
You're taking away attention from them.
Yes.
I was about to pass out there. Holy wow.
Those are cool t-shirts.
You could take the sleeves off.
Oh, yeah, that'll be next.
I should have, but you know how it is.
You know what kind of t-shirt I'd like to invent?
What's that?
Invent. Who invents a t-shirt?
You know what today is? Do you know what today is?
Not Taco Tuesday.
National T-Shirt Day.
It isn't now.
Today is National T-Shirt Day. It is too.
Hannah, this stuff happens on the radio. You may not have heard the show yet.
Here's what I want to invent.
This stuff happens.
Hannah, think about this. You know how all the guitar players and everybody like that, what, Hannah?
It's not national. It's international.
International T-Shirt Day.
And it was yesterday.
Yeah. So, but overseas, yesterday is today for us.
Okay. All right. So we're in a different. Okay,
yeah.
So
time in, like, zone things.
Our overseas listeners are jumping down in joy.
Just, yes. Okay. Yes. He's right.
Far out.
Hannah, ignore them. Are you still listening to me, Hannah?
I gotcha.
Okay, good.
So you know how every guy in a band, they got to have their arms just covered in tats and whatever, whatever, whatever? Okay?
Yes.
And a lot of the girls, too. So here's why I went, but a lot of people don't want to actually get all the tats, but they still want to have that cred, right? So I'm going to invent a long sleeve t-shirt, okay, where the sleeve parts are flesh colored and covered in tats.
Guess what? I've got one.
They exist.
They exist.
Shut up.
Just like the M&M commercial.
They do exist. Oh, my God.
I wear one when it's cold.
I did not know that.
I wear them when it's cold sometimes for like Packer games and stuff to keep a little extra heat in.
And Hannah just said they definitely exist. So you got three people that know
they
that industry.
Exist.
Hannah was so impressed with me up until that, I think.
Just like Santa Claus.
I think we're in an age. We're showing
don't
our
do
age
that.
Here.
We got in trouble that time.
Santa.
Did you hear that story here?
I remember the story.
Don't talk about that, no. Okay.
When Jim said he went to Santa's funeral on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did we get some upset people driving their kids to kindergarten?
It's just, on the screen.
Hannah, just for the record, this guy who was absolutely my favorite, I went to a Santa Claus's Pancakes and Santa or whatever it was with my kids when they were very little, 4 or 5. And this guy, I'm Mr. Christmas, was the Santa. I mean, it was just pot belly, just the original beard. And I was like, man, I will pay you anything to come to my house. And I had him for years. And then when I got elected mayor, I kicked the other guy, Santa, out and brought him in for the holiday parade to be on the last float, you know, with the reindeer. Anyway,
I know who you're talking about.
And he passed away. And I would go to his house to give him like some gifts. I would be nervous. He'd be sitting at the table with his little suspenders on. And I'd be like...
Like you're dealing with the real guy.
I don't even know his name. I call him Santa. Santa, okay, this is for this. And I'd be like, you know, were you a good boy, Jim? Yeah, I tried. Anyway, love the guy for, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years, right?
You never say on radio,
but
Jim.
Then he died, and I went to his funeral,
I should have
said that.
That was not something you should have said on the air at the time.
Yes.
All right, just so saying.
That's
all
how this whole thing happened, Hannah, but back to you.
Yeah.
You know, in Milwaukee, there's a man who looks like Santa, and he embraces it, and his license plate is Santa.
I've seen that.
Isn't that cool? Love that.
I see him all the time.
Hey, we got to go through your schedule here. We want to find out more when you're around this area. Dennis?
I found one. This is interesting. You guys are playing in my old backyard, basically. On July 26th, you are at Almond Lions Tater Toot. That's a Friday night on July 26th from 8 to midnight.
Where's that?
Almond.
Oh, the town of Almond.
Yeah.
Almond Bancroft?
Yes.
Almond Bancroft High School.
See, I grew up in Wild Rose, Hannah, Almond is like 20 miles northwest of
there. I know where Wild Rose is. We have a family cabin there.
It's nothing.
Oh, my God.
Evergreen? Campsites or?
No, we're on Long Lake.
Oh, nice. That's a beautiful area there, by the way.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's really close. It's about 20 minutes away from Long Lake, just so you know.
If your folks aren't using it some weekend, could Jim and I use it?
That John,
we actually have done a really cool thing over like a holiday weekend for Smart Mouth is we'll go and we'll have two shows up north and we'll stay at my family's cabin the night between.
How cool is that?
Now that's cool.
Oh, does that sound awesome?
So line that up. You're 20 minutes away.
Yes, that's phenomenal.
Good. So wow.
Oh, that was so fun. We posted some cool videos on our Facebook back when that happened, of us like performing on the boat together, just like brought a guitar and all the singers were there. Our drummer was playing on a cooler. It was super fun.
That's awesome.
Just got one little thing before we wrap it up because we have about 30 seconds, but you're going to love it there. It's the people come alive as soon as it gets dark. So, you know, you have to win them over when it gets dark. Otherwise, it's just one of those things. People are small town, you know, they're kind of slower to come around. But you'll get them. And as soon as it's
perfect.
Over, it's going to be a deserted town. As soon as you're done, everybody leaves. It's crazy.
Keep that in mind. We're going to promote that down the road for those concerts.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to have
you
back.
We got to wrap it up. Hannah, you've been fantastic. Love your band, Smart Mouth. Another great job, my friend Dennis.
Wearing the shirt, representing Smart Mouth.
Yes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.